Operation Torch was the first major joint Anglo-American offensive of the Second World War. Launched on November 8, 1942, it targeted Vichy French-controlled North Africa, Morocco and Algeria. It represented a significant strategic pivot for the Allies, serving as a compromise between American desires for a direct cross-channel invasion of Europe and British interests in securing the Mediterranean. The operation was designed to achieve several critical military and political goals. Relieve the Eastern Front. By opening a second front, the Allies hoped to draw German forces away from the Soviet Union. Secure Mediterranean controlling North Africa would safeguard Allied shipping lanes and provide a springboard for the invasion of southern Europe, Italy. Encircle the Axis. The plan aimed to catch Erwin Rommel's Afrika Korps, already retreating from the British at El Alamein, in a pincer movement. Diplomatic realignment. The Allies sought to flip Vichy French forces to the Allied cause. The landings. The invasion was divided into three major amphibious task forces, targeting over 900 miles of coastline. Western Task Force commanded by Major General George S. Patton target Casablanca, Morocco from the United States, Virginia. Center Task Force commanded by Major General Lloyd Fredendall target Oran, Algeria from the United Kingdom. Eastern Task Force commanded by Major General Charles W. Ryder target Algiers, Algeria from the United Kingdom. The key tactical details from Operation Torch were: amphibious innovation. Torch was the largest amphibious operation attempted to that date, involving over 100,000 troops and 850 ships. The Dahlen deals. Political complexity arose when the Allies negotiated with Admiral François Dahlen, the Vichy commander-in-chief, to secure a ceasefire. While it saved lives, the deal was controversial because it left Vichy officials in power. Airborne operations. The operation featured the first major U.S. combat jump, as the 509th Parachute Infantry Battalion flew from Britain to seize airfields near Oran. Operation Torch concluded with a general ceasefire on November 11, 1942. Its legacy is defined by three primary impacts. 1. It served as a proving ground for the U.S. Army. 2. Axis collapse in Africa. By May 1943, the combined Allied forces forced the surrender of over 250,000 Axis troops in Tunisia, effectively ending the North African campaign. 3. Rise of leadership. The operation solidified General Dwight D. Eisenhower's reputation.